Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Guided Living. I am your host, Laurel Geis, and today our guest is my friend and soul sister, Dr. Avine Banish. Avine is a board-certified ophthalmologist and author of Expanding Vision. And today we're going to talk about her journey from being a stressed surgeon to an energy and sound healer and how her paradigm really transcends the stereotypes of what it means to be a modern-day healer. And Avine will also share with us specific steps to unlock our vision of what our life can be. So welcome, Avine.
Thanks so much for having me, Laurel. It's really exciting to be here talking with you today.
I am just thrilled that you're here with us today. And, you know, before we got together today, I was thinking, and, you know, we met 2 years ago under a tree in the organic garden at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And I remember it was early on a Sunday morning, and I was walking to breakfast, and you and your husband were walking by, and you stopped me and asked me if I could take your photo. And I did take your photo, and then I remember you asking me if I was a woman who had written the book, The Jesus Seeds, and we started this conversation, and we've been friends ever since.
Yes, that was really such a blessing from that weekend at Omega. And your book, I just remember the cover kind of calling to me. And it was just no accident, which most blessings are not. So it was just a great day, the day I met you, Laurel.
It was wonderful. And I remember, you know, at that time I had just left my corporate career to dedicate all of my time and energy to teaching soul journaling and speaking on soul-guided living. And, you know, Avine, since we first met at Omega, you've written the book, Expanding Vision, become a yoga teacher, you're a Reiki master, a sound healer. You know, would you share with us today, you know, how did this shift begin for you? And how did you go from being a stressed-out, burned-out surgeon and mom to where you are today?
That's a great question, Laurel, and one that I think is ever evolving and unfolding. For me, I was really in a sort of a burned out place. I believe the universe mm-hmm. whispers to us and tries to help us get on course. And if we don't listen, those whispers become louder until sometimes we're hit over the head with a 2x4. And
yeah.
It was really only after a very traumatic birth of my youngest child and just realizing that I could not keep all the balls in the air with all I was trying to do, and I gave myself permission to pause. And it was the moment that I gave myself permission, that I had compassion with myself and said, okay, maybe it's okay that you can't do it all, whatever it all is supposed to be, that mm-hmm. the universe sort of came flooding in, and my awareness expanded, and I just got these beautiful insights, really the crux of it being that love is our purpose for being here, and that, you know, we can try to squeeze love out of the equation, we can try to put our nose to the grindstone and do all the things that we think are important, but they're really, if we do that too much or too, if we're too focused, we can kind of miss the magic of life.
Mm.
And so it was when I allowed myself, kind of surrendered a little bit, I guess I would say, that sort of the magic flowed. And then things became easier.
And I love that. And I read your book, and it's beautiful. And I loved the sharing that you had of your mystical experiences in the book because, you know, similar to me, like being a business executive and you're a surgeon, and, you know, we're in these professional careers and we begin to have these mystical experiences and we feel a little lonely when that starts. Did you feel lonely when you started to open up and become more aware and awake?
I did, which is ironic, right? Because we're having these experiences that are revealing how everything really is connected and one, but then the ego steps in and we start to worry about looking crazy or being perceived as something that, you know, we've tried very hard to be these professional women. And so I was intensely lonely for a while. I wasn't sure how to share this in a way that would be safe for me. There's a definite sense of vulnerability when you open and share these experiences. However, the magic of this has been that really, you know, I connect with you and all the beautiful, amazing people along the way that I never would have connected with had I not first opened my heart and been a little vulnerable. So it's this, you know, in order to connect and in order to share and learn from each other. And then what you realize is that, wow, there's a lot of people on the planet right now having similar experiences.
Right. As soon as we, like you said, as soon as we become vulnerable enough to share and to just have the courage to start to say, hey, this is what's happening to me. And as you talked about in your book, you know, finding your tribe and reaching out and, you know, like we met at Omega Institute, what a perfect place, right, to be open and to be able to share about the experiences that we're having. And that just really becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that allows us to go forward and take that next step.
Right, and you never know who is going to give you. I love to think of this journey as an unfolding spiral. And so, you know, all of us are looking for that next step, that next breadcrumb, and it can come from anywhere. So for you that day, meeting you under that tree, hearing your story that you had the courage to take this step off of the professional path was exactly what I needed at that moment. And you, these synchronicities start to happen more the more that you kind of are in the moment, vulnerable, and willing to listen to someone else. Everyone is our teacher.
And it all started because we were going to take a photograph.
I love it.
I love it. So, Avin, you talked earlier about a pause, the pause. What is the pause?
The pause. So I wrote this very short book called Expanding Vision, 5 Ways to See More Love in Your Life. And honestly, they were field notes for me when this started happening, because I had the sense that that I wasn't going to remain in this mystical place, that I, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a doctor, I have a lot of responsibilities. And so I wanted sort of a way back to this sensation of oneness. And really, when I looked and identified what started me on that path was the pause, permission to take time out. And it can start, you know, just by carving out 5 to 10 minutes a day to sit in stillness, to withdraw just a little bit from the world and all the constant bombardment of information that we get, be it on the computer or the television or just being out in the world, and just pressing pause. And the pause can start as a 5 to 10 minute pause. I'm not advocating that everyone switch careers, but until we start to slow down, quiet ourselves, that's how we hear our soul whispering to us. And that's also when we can kind of check in and see how in balance or out of balance we really are. And it takes a lot of courage to press pause. I resisted it for a long time because there's this concern that you're going to have to dismantle your life if you really, you know, allowed yourself to look at the way that you're operating, the way you're doing things. But it doesn't have to be that dramatic. A simple pause that I carve it into my day. They say, like, for exercise, put it in your phone or your calendar, and just be it in the morning or sometime during the day. Just time for you to just listen is key, I think, for everyone to begin this journey.
I love that, listening. And I also like the idea of, you know, we don't have to radically change our life. You know, I'm a big proponent of that also, that, you know, as we awaken and we have these mystical experiences and we start to really understand the interconnectivity that we have as souls and that we're all moving along this journey together, you know, I always, when I'm working with people, talk about just, you know, just take that baby step, right? Just take that baby step, and it doesn't have to be so radical. And I know you also talked about in your book, there were 5 steps. So the first step was the pause, but the second step was embodiment. or embodiment. So why is that so important?
Well, again, for me, that was key because I, for many years, lived from the neck up. I was a heady type of a person. Being in medicine, I studied years of my life, and I viewed my body as a vehicle to carry my head around, and I would pay attention to my body when it was in pain, really. And during those years, I was missing the whispers. Our body is this amazing temple, but also a feedback loop that in the moment, if we're in the body, emotions arise, we can feel them and experience them and key into what those emotions are trying to tell us about our current experience. And so I think many of us are living sort of a virtual life. We're not in the body. We're, scrolling on our phones or living in our head, making lists, trying to get that to-do list done that will never get done. And so just the simple act of, you know, pausing and settling into the body, honoring the body, is a beautiful way really to come back to the present moment. And again, it's a way to connect with the soul.
And that's beautiful, Avine. And, you know, I always say that this present moment that we're in, this present moment is the gateway to higher consciousness. And if we can allow ourselves to take that pause, we can literally step into higher consciousness. And I want to thank everyone for being here today. And you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis. And our guest today is Dr. Avine Banish. She's a board-certified ophthalmologist and author of Expanding Vision. And she's sharing with us today her journey from being a stressed-out surgeon to an energy and sound healer, transcending the stereotypes of being a modern-day healer. And after this short commercial break, we're going to come back and cover the other keys that Avine is sharing with us in her book, Expanding Vision. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and our guest today is Dr. Avine Banish, a board certified ophthalmologist and author of her book Expanding Vision. And she's sharing her journey with us From being a stressed-out surgeon to an energy and sound healer, transcending the stereotypes of being a modern-day healer. And we're talking specifically about some steps that we can take to unlock our vision of what our life can be. And before the break, we talked about the pause and then embodiment. But, Aveen, what's the next step in the process?
The next step is entering the circle. And so we are human, and we're meant to connect. One of my favorite quotes is by Paul Tillich, and he says, the first duty of love is to listen. And as this experience started for me, and you mentioned feeling lonely, I sought out circle. I sought out safe places where I could sit and kind of talk about my emerging story with others going through the experience. And I found those circles to be just invaluable. So much so that now I run retreats for women with two of my dear friends so we can create circle for other women, because I think that comes down to what we all want to both listen and be listened to. And circle is just this profound way to do that.
And I love that idea too, because, you know, having those circles where we can share, and as you said, where there's a sacred space where we can speak, but also listen and finding your tribe. You know, I think, you know, that's what Soul Guided Living, this radio show, and Vivid Life is so special and so close to my heart, because I feel that this is part of, you know, finding our tribe and sharing as a tribe and being able to not only share our experiences, but as you said, you know, listen to words from wisdom from our guests and experts. So thank you so much for being with us here today. And so the next step, number four, is life is a spiral, move with it. So how are our lives like a spiral, and how is this related to different patterns and lessons in our life?
Well, the spiral is beautiful, and in my book I have a picture of a spiral galaxy, and we look in nature and we see spiral patterns everywhere. And I think this idea that our life is a spiral is a really optimistic idea. If our life were a circle, then we would come back to the same points, the same lessons, not having learned anything or grown. But identifying our patterns, so we all have ways that we deal with life, or when situations come up, we have our own patterns of response. And identifying those patterns, becoming aware of how you, say, how you interact with your spouse about money, or interact with one of your children about curfew issues, anything like that, those responses can tell us a lot, because a lot of times we're on autopilot. We're not really truly living in the moment. And so identifying our spirals can really help us grow. We look at our patterns, and then we can change our patterns. And it can be very humbling to identify your patterns.
Yes, it can be. Yes, it can be. I always call that looking back to see forward, right? As we take that pause and we look back to see forward, as we look back, we begin to see those patterns and paradigms and operating systems and beliefs that we have. And through that, we really do glean that insight into, you know, what is my pattern? And as we understand those patterns, it really does allow us to shift as we take those steps forward. I love that. Life is a spiral, move with it. And then our fifth step is give more to get more. Wow. Yeah. Give more to get more. And how is this a key in expanding our vision every day?
Well, a lot of my mystical experiences dealt with love. Really, it came down to love, that we are love, that we have a light inside of us, and that we're not as separate as we think. So that when we offer love in the form of listening or helping, or in the myriad of ways that we can be there for other people, we are truly helping and loving ourselves. The word namaste, which we use in yoga, meaning, you know, the light in me bows to the light in you. Just this acknowledgement that we are these luminous, love-filled beings, and so when I assist you, you're a mirror and you're helping me. And it's the fastest way I think there is to grow.
And I know that talking about growth, I mean, everything that's happened in your life since I first met you, I know that over the past year, you've started to explore healing with sound. And I wonder if you could just share with us, why do you think sound therapy is so powerful?
Yeah, it was sort of an unexpected trip for me, too. I do gemstone alchemy crystal bowl sound healing, and mm-hmm. sound is a portal, just like light, to higher dimensions of consciousness. And I love sound therapy because it allows us, it slows down the brain waves, and it drops us into the body. So these steps that can sometimes, that I've outlined in my book, that could be hard to do, sound assists us to get there. And once the brain waves have slowed into those healing brainwave states, we can connect with our deeper selves and heal in whatever way we need to, almost effortlessly. We don't have to talk it out. We don't have to think it out. The sound, as we are all energetic beings, the sound can kind of find areas in the body that are blocked and release those blocks. And the experiences both that I've had with sound and offering sound to groups and to individuals has just been profound.
So it's been quite a journey, you know, just reading your book and knowing you personally, Avine. I want to ask you, what is the best piece of advice you have ever received as you've been on your spiritual journey?
Yeah, it's really hard to boil it down, but I would have to come back to love. This idea that only love is real, that love is our currency, and we're meant to spend it recklessly and with abandon while we are here on Earth, is something I come back to. Because if we can sustain those higher emotions, the emotions of love and joy, I think that we can all move towards enlightenment, both as individuals, as a species, and a planet. And I think we need that right now.
And there you have it, everyone, from Dr. Avine Banish sharing with us her journey over the last several years and how she's moved from being a stressed-out surgeon to an energy and sound healer. And Avine, I applaud your courage. I mean, that's a big transition. I know lots of growth, and I just applaud you for the work that you're doing in the world today. And as we bring our interview to a close, and I can't believe that our time is almost up.
It went really fast.
I know. That's when we know the conversation is just in the flow today. Avine, what is one final thought that you would like to share with all of our listeners today?
Well, you know, I for about the past 8 months, I've started to listen to other people's stories. And so I'm doing a series of interviews, written interviews, called Glimpses of Spirit, because I said it before, but it's fascinating to see how many people, when given the chance to be vulnerable and to speak, have these beautiful and amazing stories of spirit in so many different ways showing up. And I think it's really inspiring. And so if anyone listening would be interested or has a story that they want to share, I would love to connect and interview them.
That is a great offer. And I know Avine and I talked probably sometime last year, and I know she had shared my story on her blog, Glimpses of Spirit, so I encourage you. And Avine, how can our listeners connect with you? Is it through your website?
Sure, yep. My website is www.avinebanish.com, and that's A, V as in Victor, E-E-N, B-A-N-I-C-H.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Avine, for being with us today and for sharing so openly and with so much vulnerability. You inspire me, and I can't wait to see where the journey takes you next, so thank you.
Thank you, Laurel. It was a great joy today.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us today on Soul Guided Living, and connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free guide to soul journaling. And hey, like me on Facebook so every morning you'll receive inspiration to support your journey of living your soul's calling. Join me next week when our guest will be Ellen Fitzke, author of Conversations with My Soul. Ellen is a professional school counselor who helps teenagers work through emotional turmoil, And she's going to share with us lessons she learned after her younger sister died and how she discovered peace in the midst of loss and hopelessness. You know, I know this will be a powerful conversation you will not want to miss. So join me next Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock noon Pacific. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives to listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com. Sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.